morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
A South Korea trade lawyer believes changes to agricultural trade will top the list of changes requested in CORUS, the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement. During a meeting last week between U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and South Korea trade officials, the two nations agreed to open CORUS to renegotiation. The U.S. proposed revisions to language in CORUS regarding industrial goods, services, intellectual property, investment, and farm produce, according to a South Korea-based newspaper. However, no further specifics on those trade categories were revealed. President Donald Trump, though, has repeatedly threatened to withdraw the U.S. from the trade deal that he calls unfair. A South Korea trade official admitted that he didn't think Trump was bluffing about his threats to withdraw from CORUS. Meanwhile, Korea trade experts predict that the U.S. will pressure South Korea for changes while also asking for unreasonable adjustments to South Korea's action on automobiles and steel. Our farm director, Ron Hayes, is currently attending the Texas Cattle Feeders Association convention in Amarillo this week. He had the chance to ask National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Craig Uden about his thoughts regarding Trump's position on CORUS.
When he come back out and talked to President Trump about just dropping the free trade agreement with Korea, we pushed back pretty hard, and we had a lot of people and throughout the industry that contacted their representatives, and we can't afford to lose and step backwards on Korea. That's become our second largest trading partner with almost about $1 billion worth of trade.
Meanwhile, negotiations on the North American Free Trade Agreement continue on Wednesday, with some speculating agriculture issues to finally emerge in the talks. However, while negotiators will be in Washington, D.C., the U.S. Chamber of Commerce will lead a delegation of U.S. CEOs to Mexico City. Bloomberg reports that the U.S. business leaders will meet with counterparts from Mexico's private sector and allies in government to discuss ways to defend NAFTA. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, though, recently said it opposes key proposals by the Trump administration. Specifically, companies are unnerved by U.S. proposals to add a 5-year termination clause and roll back the access of Canadian and Mexican firms to U.S. procurement contracts. And now there's talk circulating that completing a final NAFTA deal could even be held back until after the midterm elections. Uden says that's a big worry. He speaks for the whole ag sector when he says that NCBA just wants the talks to be over and done with as soon as possible.
It is a worry. You know, we'd like this thing just to kind of move and get done and completed. Of course, you know, the agriculture sector, particularly the beef sector with zero tariffs, very beneficial. It's just never a good thing to have those trading partners on edge, because what it does is makes them start looking for other alternatives, and that's never a good option for us.
You got farm news on Ron.
Coming up Thursday, October 12th, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 17,700 head, 2,700 yearling steers, 1,600 yearling heifers, 8,200 weaned calves, 3,700 calves on cows, and 1,200 bred stock. For more information, give a call to Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.